They're out on midfield now, waiting on the coin toss. Referee's talking to both teams there, explaining.
That's an all-star crew. Yep, that's an all-star crew and one of the top referees, one of the top crews in the whole Albany All-Star Association.
Yeah, really good. You're right, exactly. Good referee out on the field tonight. Looks like Lowndes may have won the toss. I see the referee talking to Levi Vita. Long explanation. Let's see what we got here. Lowndes has won the toss, and they elect to receive, West. So we'll start the ball game. The Vikings will start the ball game receiving the kickoff. And that's like pretty much what Coach McPherson prefers to do, and that is start on offense.
Well, before we get started, I want to say hello to one of our most faithful listeners, Jeff and Cindy Dunn, all the way out in Louisiana, in Baker, Louisiana, and they're visiting with Jeff's parents. Mr. and Ms. Dunn, I want to tell you what, you raised a fine son. Not only that, but you raised one heck of a grandson, Andrew Dunn, one of our very favorite players of all time here at Lowndes, and a valuable asset when he was at Valdosta State, and a fine young man, and you did a good job raising a good son, because he and Cindy have raised a fine son. And glad to have you folks listening tonight on the Lowndes Football Network.
Well, you laid that on pretty thick. I mean, I like Andrew, too.
Andrew's one of my favorite people.
He is. I do enjoy Andrew. And Jeff's a good guy, too. Really enjoyed that. The Vikings lining up now to receive the kickoff. Looks like back deep, I would imagine, Greg Reed and
Gary Postel and Gary Perry. Set to kick off for the Packers is number 21 on the title dispute. A sophomore. That's number two.
Number two, Corey Franklin is in the deep spot. Greg Reed has moved over into the right slot, and Garrett Perry over here on the left side.
They've changed it up a little bit.
Yes, they have.
Locking crowd jumps to their feet here on the distance side.
T.J. Manning. That is the heart and soul of that team right now, emotionally. He's up there raising his hands, getting his hands behind him.
High end over end, and that ball sails over the head of Derrick Perry into the end zone for a touchback, and our Vikings will take over. First and 10 over 20-yard line.
Good kick by their kicker.
And listeners, what we will do from here on out for the rest of the ball game, since we're in the distance press box, we're going to refer to it as our side of the field.
Yep.
We're not going to give you a home and west. This is going to be our side of the field. Vikings will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Umpire sets the ball down in the middle of the field, and there comes the Mayflower moving company. Packers. Five-man front. Walk two linebackers up on the outside. Franklin goes under center. Postel in motion. We give it to the fullback up the middle. Big hole. It's across the 30. The 35. The 40. Target to the 50. The 45. The 40. They run him out of bounds. That's a back of 42-yard line.
I see you, Adrian Hargett. That was a great run by Adrian. The middle of that offensive line, Ethan Barwick, Brady Brantley, and Lane Grant just opened up a huge hole. And Adrian Hargett wasn't even touched, Wes, until he got down to the other side of the field.
A 42-yard carry by Adrian Hargett to open this ball game. And if that's the way it's going to be a long night for Coach Buckley's Packers. Franklin goes under center. Packers again. Five-man front. Man in motion. And we're again giving Hargett up the middle. And he spins off one man. He gets hit as he crosses the 35. And they'll finally haul him down around the 30-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for the big fullback.
Another good hole on that side, Webb, opened up by Brady Brantley and Ed Christian on that right side of the offensive line. And they're just manhandling these first two plays, that defensive line of the Packers.
That's the Mayflower moving company for you. They can move any and everything. Second and three, the ball at the 31-yard line. Jordan Black, we've got double tied in.
Yep.
But we've got two wide receivers. And the shotgun out. People, it's Greg Reed around the left side, stepped by one man, two. It's bouncing to the right side, set on his feet.
and they run him out of bounds down about the 17-yard line. First down, Vikings.
All right. You had Desmond Miller on the left side as a tight end and Jordan Black on the right side as a tight end and went into the T-bone.
Direct snap, and that's a direct snap to Greg Reed. And he just went around the left side, bouncing off past the defender. This catch stays in the Tebow, and he does. We bring two receivers to our side of the field.
Little Bear at fullback.
Still two tight ends. They bring six men up on the line of scrimmage. Direct snap, tip to the right side, cuts inside, cuts away from one man. They hit Darrell Webb pulling down as it crosses the 5-yard line.
I mentioned Webb, Little Bear, Devin Simmons out there. And Greg Reed just went in right behind Devin Simmons. Devin pushed this man out of the way, and Greg just cut to the left of him for a wide open hole.
First and goal at the 3-yard line for our Vikings. Deal in the T-boat. Two tight ends. Reed with the snap comes right side, just back up the hurdle. And the backers will stop him about the one.
Greg, his hole closed up on him there on the right side of the line. He had to jump over his lineman there in the middle. And as you always say, when a running back leaves his feet, usually good things don't happen because you lose all that momentum. And he got caught in midair right there and hit right at the 1-yard line. Didn't have any power to push the rest of the way in.
Darius Al brings the play in. Ball on the far hash mark. It's ten minutes to go here in the first quarter. Still in the Tebow.
Unbalanced line there right now.
Touchdown, Vikings.
Wes, they went on that unbalanced line over there to the right on Brady Brantley and Ed Christian's side, along with Jordan Black on that tight end, and just pretty much untouched into the end zone.
80 yards, 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Mark Willis going to attempt the extra point. Chip Osborne, the long snapper.
And Christian Glisten out wide is the normal holder.
Now Christian slides over. Mark Willis steps back. Ball snap, down kicked up.
And he got blocked
by number 96. Good play.
Looked like Mark kind of rushed his kick a little bit off the top of the ball out.
And we'll take a 60-second break. 9:55 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 6-0. You're listening to Loud Side Football, News Talk 105.9 WGGS.
Hi, I'm Wes James, the voice of the Loud Side Vikings. Recently, people have been coming up to me and complimenting me on my weight loss and asking, what diet am I on? Well, it is no diet. It all started last November when I joined Anytime Fitness over at the Five Point Shopping Center. Under the direction of Adam and Erica Getzmeyer, we set realistic goals and established a good workout and exercise plan along with a nutritional diet. Under their guidance, the weight began to fall off and my waist began to shrink. At Anytime Fitness, I can work out, do cardio, or even tan any time of the day, any day of the week. Anytime Fitness is open 24/7. Anytime Fitness has a complete line of cardio machines along with the Nautilus circuit, Nautilus free weights, and free core ellipticals. Anytime Fitness also offers personal training with the best personal trainers in South Georgia. So if you want to improve your overall health, increase your energy level, improve your self-esteem and overall well-being through diet, exercise, cardio, and weight training, Anytime Fitness is the place to be. Anytime Fitness at the Five Point Shopping Center and a new location soon to open on St. Augustine Road near Blanton Commons. Anytime Fitness, a proud sponsor of Lounge High Football. Tell them Wes sent you. On News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
High Fever in 6, second by Fitzgerald at the 5. He's up to the 10, across the 15, and that's where he's knocked down at the 16-yard line.
Great tackle by number 11, Tavares Williams, and number 17, Michael Copeland, to just stop him short of the 20-yard line.
John Michael Harrison brings the Packers to the line of scrimmage, I formation. They bring one man near side. That's Noble Williams. They give it to the fullback, trying to go around the right side, and he'll pick up a couple of yards.
Tavares Williams, number 11 on the backside, along with number 6, Desmond Miller. Picked up, what, maybe a yard?
And getting two on the carry. be second and eight from the 18-yard line. Number 43, Michael Jenkins, a 5'10", 220-pound senior. Ken Harrison goes under center, tight end to the far side. Again, gives it to a halfback, and he's hit as he gets to the 20-yard line.
That time, number 50, Blake Summers in on the tackle. He picks up, what, about two more, Wes? Maybe three?
And that's Travon Littleton, the halfback. It'll be third and five, the ball at the 21-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark, Packers going from right to left. Now Harrison switches receiver. He's in a split-eye formation. Takes a snap right, looking for the first down, and he just may have it. Lined.
I thought they stopped him right at the 25, but they're giving him the 26. It looks like he'll be about a yard short, maybe a half a yard, Wes.
That's it. That's saying fourth down.
Yep.
What he did, he went in the shotgun and put two receivers, two backs right beside him and used those as a blocking back.
And this is, they're on, like I say, at the 25, 26-yard line, not a place you normally would stay, but a team like this, you want to be careful.
Cameron Fitzgerald set back to punt, standing just inside his 15-yard line. Greg Green standing back about to our 40. We've got six men on the line of scrimmage. High snap, and Fitzgerald gets it away. Green fields it, backs up at the 30, gets away from one man, and that's where he goes down. Thought he was going to get away from him. Tackle made back there by number 8, C.J. Copeland.
I look back there, number 25, Michael Mitchell, had a great opportunity to maybe try and make a block on that punt. He got in, his pass was a little too wide to the left and couldn't come back across enough to get his hand on the ball. But he was back there in time, Wes. Maybe that's something they could set up for another punt and maybe get that block.
Ball on the far hash mark. Franklin goes under center, tied in to our side. We're in the wing two. They're in a five-man front. Man in motion. And we give the ball right up the middle. And again, a big fullback picks up 5 yards as Hargett rumbles out to the 35-yard line.
Kari, just as he was trying to make that handoff, made a little stumble over his right guard or right tackle and did a good job just to get the ball handed off.
7.5 minutes to go first quarter. Vikings lead it 6-0. We missed the extra point. We scored in our first possession. There comes Ethan Barwick, and that made Flower moving technique. We send C.J. Moore to the far side. Kelly takes a snap, pulls it back, looks, throws downfield. Got Terry just off the fingertips at the 45.
Good pass by Corey Franklin. Had Darius turned, got him turned around, and you're right, Wes, just off the tip of his fingers, maybe another half yard down the field, and that's probably a catch for Darius.
It'll be third and five.
Darius Howell checks in now with the play.
Howell goes to the Packers side of the field. They're in a five-man front, two linebackers outside. Counter, and it's to Darius Perry. He's trying to get away with one man, too, and he will not get the first down, as he'll only pick up about 2 yards. And we'll have to punt.
So the ball now at the 37-yard line. Hayden Martin set to punt.
And back deep to receive for the Packers.
Number 8,
P.J. Copeland. Copeland standing about his own 35-yard line. Hayden standing inside our 25. There's a chipper snap right on the money. Nice. Moving kick, Copeland takes it, drops to a knee at the 35, and that's where the Packers will take over. With 6:41 to go here in the first quarter, and the Vikings leading 6-0.
That was a line drive punt by Hayden, and it was right through number 8, C.J. Copeland. Had the ball been a little right or left, maybe we would have got a good roll out of that.
See what Harrison does now, and the shotgun again. Those two receivers right beside him, he splits his receivers, tied into their side of the field. We're in a five-man front. takes the snap, tries running with the ball around the right side. We come up, hit him at the line of scrimmage. And he'll fall forward and pick up 2 yards.
Blake Summers there in on the tackle to trip him up. And there to finish it off, number 57, Little Bear Simmons, and 99, C.J. Manning.
Second and 8, the ball out at the 37-yard line. One comes near side. Harrison now goes back under center. Two tight end. Gives it to the fullback, trying to go around the right side. He had a hole. And tries to work through that hole. And number 17,
Michael Copeland, but right there in the backfield, number 11, Tavares Williams, if he's floating down.
And he'll pick up 2 more yards. It'll be 3rd and 6. The ball out at the 39-yard line. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 6-0. We're still in a 5-man front, 2 linebackers. Now sends 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. Harrison goes in the shotgun, keeps 2 backs in the backfield with him. Splits in now. Drops back, rolls, looking, throws out in the flat. Catch made by number 45. And he'll be short of the first down by about half a yard.
But now they are at the 44-yard line, and it would have been a first down at, 45, right?
Good catch by the fullback, number 43, Michael Jenkins.
Decision time right here.
Too early in this ball game to roll the dice here, I would think.
I don't know.
Yep. The coach says, I'm going to go for it.
They're going to ask this defensive line to hold on now, because the possibility of jumping off sides, they're going to have to hold still. Then Quinn left, 1 man right.
There's a pass goes short.
He's on the 45. It was going to go with the shot behind his center. You see Coach McPherson down there looking at that marker. He's probably got it, you're right, West, by maybe about a half yard.
Yep,
first down. That was a good third down play to get him in that position, though. You made the comment, good catch by the fullback, kind of thrown around his back, had to make a little turn, and still made a good catch.
4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 6-0. Now they go back to the I formation. Splits the receivers. Tied in to the backer side of the field. One of 5-man front ball on the near side. Gives it to the tailback. He gets hit in the backfield and he'll lose a yard.
Jeffin Miller, number 6, along with, looks like maybe Ridge Spivey. Yep, number 64, Ridge Spivey in on the tackle. For a loss of about a yard.
And that's Littleton on the carry. It'll be 2nd and 10.5. Ball in the middle of the field now. Now they go to the T-bone. They're in the shotgun. They snap it at number 15, who tries to go around the right side. We spread it out. He's got a hole down the sideline. Off of the races. We won't catch him. We won't catch him at Quinn Robinson. And a touchdown tacker. They caught us on the inside. They blocked that on the inside.
And number 15, Quinn Robinson, just had great speed on that outside.
A senior. And the Packers that tied this football game with 2:56 to go here in the first quarter.
Actually, we got some wrong. They've updated this roster since we printed that. Quinn Robinson is a sophomore listed on here.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicked up. And it's good. Number 2:56 to go here in the first quarter. It's the Packers 7, our Vikings 6. We'll take a 30-second break. A 30-second break. You're listening to Loud Dot Football on News Talk 105.9 WGA.
High school football on a South Georgia Friday night is a Southern tradition. Just like doing business with Farmers and Merchants Bank, we've been building relationships and service since 1907, becoming a leader by providing quality customer service. We take great pride in getting to know you as an individual and building a personal relationship. With locations in Lakeland, Nashville, Homerville, Covington, and Valdosta, we are a Southern tradition you can bank on, and we're putting your priorities first. Member FDIC.
Now back to more Viking football action on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
56 yards. 56 yards, touchdown run by number 15, Quinn Robinson.
Robinson took great speed once he got the corner over there. Number 21, Tyler Dispute, set to kick off for the Packers.
Back deep, Greg Green.
And now Corey Franklin's over on the right side.
Dispute puts his foot into it, bouncing kick, and Perry picks it up at the 10. 15 is up to 20. 25, steps back to the 30, gets outside the 35. That's where they'll pull him down at. Oh,
the kicker jumped after the whistle had blown, and he pushed off on number four, Marcus Solomon. Right in front of the official, though.
Maybe it was too close for the official to see, but you saw it and I saw it.
Marcus did a good job, good acting job, falling down through the.
First and 10, Vikings at the 35-yard line. We send Marcus Solomon to the far side. Franklin goes under center. Packers in the six-man front, two linebackers. We give it to the fullback. Switch outside. He's at the 40. Rumbles up to about the 42, 43.
Late flag. Yeah, probably a five-yard one.
It's only going to be a five-yarder. You're right, Bill. We thought he was going down.
But that'll get him to first down. Five-yard safe man.
Now, Mark Hoffman will move the ball out to the 47-yard line. Will be first and 10 for our Vikings from there. 2:43 to go first quarter. We lead it 7 to, we trail it 7 to, six. Trail 7 to 6. Ball on the near half mark. Franklin goes under center. Postel in motion. We give it again to Hargett right up the middle. He gets to the 50. And that's as far as he'll get after picking up 3 yards.
Corey Franklin carried out that fake around the left side by wingman Jerry Postel. We're going to see him pull that back in sometime soon, Wes.
2:15 to go, first quarter. Trailing at 7-6. Here comes Mayflower Moving Company. Solomon goes far side. Jerry Postel wing back our side. And Carhari Franklin keeps it just inside. It's stripped by a Coffett Packer player.
Ran that option that time to the weak side of the field.
And he'll fall down up about the 46-yard line of the Packers. And it'll be third and about three from there. We need to get down to about the 42-yard line. C.J. Moore checks in with the play. Four down linemen for the Packers. Two linebackers. Walk the corner up on the outside here on our side of the field. Again, we give it to Darian. He stiff arms a man as he goes around the corner. And he'll pick up the first down. He saw the first down flag, so that's where I've got to get. And get just about a yard past it. Down to the 41.5-yard line. We first and 10 for our Vikings from there. 1:10 to go here in the first quarter.
Good solid run by Darius Perry there. The short side of the field again. Just was real patient. Saw his block open up. Got the 4 yards he needed. And that was another first down for the Vikings.
Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Marcus Solomon comes to our side, tied into our side. Franklin under center. Again, we give it to Hart, looks like Adrian Hargett. And Hargett got hit in the backfield but fought his way back to the line of scrimmage.
That was Darius.
That was Darius Perry, in fact, enough maybe to pick up about a yard. Should be second and nine from the 40-yard line.
I saw the guard pull and was going out to get the outside defender, and that linebacker came right through that hole that the guard pulled out of.
Tavares Williams in at fullback now. Postel in motion. We give it Tavares. No, Kari Franklin keeps it just inside, and he'll get down to about the 35-yard line. Well, it will be third and
about four.
Yeah, third and about four from there, Bill. We're inside 20 seconds. That was probably the last play of this quarter.
Yep, 16 seconds and counting.
And that's what will happen. Coach is going to let his clock run out. And with that, at the end of the first quarter, it is the Packers 7. Our Vikings 6 will take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge Line Football on News Talk 105.9. W-B-E-A.
Football is not an indoor game. And if it were played inside your house, it would quickly destroy everything. Termites are all around your home. And as long as they're outside, it's fine. It's when they get inside your home, they destroy it. Astro Exterminating knows how to keep termites outside your home and protect your life with the largest investment. Living in the most termited part of the country, termites are out there. To keep them out there, call Astro Exterminating. Keeping termites outside since 1969.
How do you like your steak? Juicy? USDA choice? Freshly cut every day? Well, my friend, my answer to you is Austin's Cattle Company. They've got you covered from their famous prime rib to the New York Strip all the way to the Delmonico and so much more. And a laundry list of delicious appetizers to choose from, like potato skins, French onion soup, and chicken fingers. Austin's, man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Isn't it time for a real steak? Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's. It's an addiction you never have to quit.
The Vikings play here. News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at Mark at Max Clark Stadium. We're ready to start the second quarter. We trail 7-6, and it will be third and about four. We are at the Packer 35-yard line. Vikings now going from right to left on the radio dial. We give ball to Darius Perry around the right side. He's across the 30, down to about the 26, 27-yard line. That's good enough for a first down. He'll pick up about 6-7 yards on that carry, all the way down to the 28.
Good hole opened up on that right side. Greg Reed coming to check in now.
Darius Perry checking out. C.J. Moore checking in. Gives the play to Kari Franklin. Kari has really matured as a quarterback as this season has went on.
Well, he's no longer a sophomore. I mean,
he's just a sophomore.
But he's really, this late in the season, he's not a sophomore anymore.
Kari takes the snap, stops back, lift, throws down, fair, got a man open, Greg Reed makes the catch, at the five, touchdown, Bucky!
What Greg Reed made that catch? He had to spin off the defender, and then it was just a walk into the end zone for a Viking touchdown.
The Packers put eight men up in the box. They sent a linebacker from the in a corner from the outside. Kari got straight back, great pass protection that he had. Yep, and we're going to go for two.
Well, yep, looks like almost a swinging gate, but now they're going to come back over.
And I think we just, have we talked about how?
No indication yet.
Now we're calling time. Let's take a 30-second break. Score is 12-7 as we wait for the coach's decision. You're listening to Lounge Line Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
You know it's going to happen. You just don't know when. You have a tough job or special project to do, but don't have the right tools.
General Rental Center is ready to come to your rescue. From hand tools to power tools to heavy equipment, Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental Center can provide everything you need to get that job done faster and easier. For homeowner, contractor, or business needs, call or come by General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
Now back to the field for Lounge High Vikings football on News Talk 105.9 WBTA.
Back to Martin Stadium, our Vikings lead it 12-7. I think it was about a 35-yard pass play. So.
The second touchdown pass of the year.
Well, just threw something. Man, I have no idea what it was.
I thought maybe you threw out your lightsaber.
Now we're going to go for a two-point conversion. We're in the flyboy formation. Kari Franklin goes under center. They're in a six-man front. Kari takes a snap. And let's see what we've got.
Usually a stop like that, you got formation or a false start.
And let's see what it is. Dead ball. And close by the defense.
That'll move us a half a yard and a half up.
Yep. Christian Glisson checks in.
Something a little bit different. I'm not going to say. I got an idea what's happening, but I'm not going to say.
Well, maybe you should tell me. Christian goes under center.
Takes a snap.
Rolls out.
No, keeps the ball, and who's got it?
No, that's the hand.
He keeps the ball on the keeper. The two-point conversion is good, and our Vikings win 14-7 with 11:23 to go here in the first half. Let's take a 30-second break. You listen to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
There are more than 1,000 famous sayings on display in this Benjamin Franklin Hall of Quotes. I wonder how he found the time to make them all.
Like I keep telling you, Mr. Quarkle, Ben was a plumber, a punctual plumber. When a Patriot's pipes burst, Ben would be there post-haste to fix them.
So you're saying that Benjamin Franklin had plenty of time on his hands after mucking about with plumbing to dabble with his quill?
Precisely. He also had time to invent the wood stove, lightning rod, bifocal, swim fin, and the toilet.
Benjamin Franklin didn't invent the toilet.
Just texting you, Mr. Fargo.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is offering $25 off your next service call. Call to schedule your service today. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber, with the guarantee, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Log on to BenFranklinPlumbing.com or call toll-free 866-867-5309.
Your home for Lounge High Viking football. News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Not there for Strick. High and over in, taken by C.J. Clinton at the 5, up to the 10 and across the 15. We finally haul him down just shy of the 20-yard line. And that's where the Packers will take over first and 10. 11:17 to go first half. Our Vikings lead it 14-7.
Wes, I was just checking back through my records. I believe that all the two-point conversions that the Vikings have scored this year have been scored by Darius Perry.
Packers send two receivers, one receiver far side, one near side. Tied into their side of the field. John Michael Harrison, the quarterback, goes under center. High formation. Drops straight back, lifts, pumps straight, throws way downfield. Overthrows everybody at the 50-yard line.
Desmond Miller almost had a shot at the quarterback, and at the last minute, the running back stepped in and made just a block to keep him off the quarterback.
It'll be second and 10.
Desmond comes out, gets a breather in his place, number 42, Chris Stinson.
And the officials are called time. Yep, they got an equipment problem. Bill, another big game going on across the state. Camden and Jenkins. Jenkins undefeated in the regular
season.
Except
for the first place, actually,
in that region. Jenkins undefeated. And Camden with one regular season loss, but they're undefeated in the region. And they're battling for first place tonight.
That's a region that Camden has just dominated for a number of years. as everybody playing for second place in that region. That's great for them to get that challenge this time of year from a team like Dinkins, who is a good quality football team.
That's a rarity. Now, again, once again, Harrison puts his receiver. One near side, one far side in the I formation. Now he brings the tight end to our side.
Now we got what? Now a timeout.
Timeout, Chocolate. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. Our Vikings lead is 14-7 here in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Live Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
Sounds like a car ad, right? Wrong. I'm talking about General Rental Center. Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental are as solid as a rock when it comes to quality, job-specific tools and equipment for contractors or homeowners. With upgraded equipment and expanded inventory, General Rental's commitment to the best has never changed. When you need help with a job, think General Rental Center. 2717 Bemis Road. For the right tool every time.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network.
On News Talk 105.9.
WBGA.
Once again, back at Max Clark Stadium. Once again, the Packers split their receivers. Harrison goes under center.
Got them spread out now.
Takes the snap. Gives it to the tailback. Right up the middle. What a big hole he had. And he ran right into D-Money. He went from the 20 to about the 23, and after team money met him, and that's as far as he got.
I kind of thought that was the direction Talker was looking at. They were trying to spread us out. Had wide receivers spread out. The splits on the offensive line were real wide. And what you do with that is you hope that the defense spreads out as well, give your running back an opportunity to find a hole and try and get right up through the middle. But against this defense, that's a tough assignment.
The center and Paul giving 4 yards on the carry. Again, splits the receivers. Now going to shotgun with the two running backs. Comes left, looking for a hole. Gets back inside, gets across the 25, up to about the 26 before Blake Summers makes the tackle. And every time they went to that formation, the quarterback has kept the ball and run with it.
I think what you're seeing is they're trying to emulate maybe what Houston County did to us with that quarterback, Burt Batten. Burt Batten was able to run very well on us from that quarterback position. From the shotgun as well as from under center, and I believe that's what they're trying to do, Wes. They'll probably do a little bit of that.
Nice, and two receivers near side, two far side. They're going to punt. Bill, want to tell you, Coffey took the opening kickoff and run it back for a touchdown, and they lead Valdosta 7-0. Well, it's still the punt, high end over end punt. And the ball hits, bounces at the 45. Tavares Williams flipped down, and Coughlin will down it. We'll take over at our 42-yard line.
Yeah, when Tavares went down, he just stayed down, trying to stay out of the way of that bouncing ball.
That's interesting, isn't it?
What's that?
Coffey took the opening kickoff return and run it back for a touchdown and lead 7-0.
Still early.
Ball on the far hash mark. Here comes Ethan Barmer and the rest of that Mayflower Leaver Company, Levi Vita. Packers still in a five-man front. Tied into our side. We give the ball right up the middle, and we'll get absolutely nowhere. I think that was kind of busted play there.
Well, that's the first time that's Adrian Hargett. They were able to stop that fullback. It's worked every play we've done, Wes, and don't blame the coaches for continuing to try to throw that out there.
In fact, we'll
lose. It'll happen again.
In fact, we'll lose half a yard. It'll be second and 10.5. 9-11 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 14-7. P.J. Moore goes to the far side of the field. Corey Franklin keeps the ball, cuts inside. He gets up across the 45. They'll haul him down about the 46-yard line.
Corey just finds that little seam right there on that either side of the line of scrimmage. He's got the pitch man, or you may go, he's got a wingman out there. This time it was number 29, Jerry Postel.
Make it 3rd and 5. Marcus Solomon checks in. We send Solomon to the Packer side of the field. Tied into their side there in the six-man front. And we give to Derrick Perry around the right side. He's across the 50. He's got the first down as he gets into Packer territory down to their 47-yard line.
Jerry Postel.
That was Jerry. Those numbers, they just...
The nines and eights, I'm telling you.
They're running together in those jerseys.
I tell you what, next year, we'll just ask Coach McPherson that in the backfield, you want a 40 and a 20 number or something. That way you can keep them apart. But we've had this with Lynn Williams, the Darius Perry. Just hard to get those numbers sometimes.
Ball on the near half mark. Franklin goes under center. Perry in motion. And he gives it to Hargett. And Hargett gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. And the Packers have figured out a way to stop that little fullback belly play that we like to run.
Yeah, it is. They're able to key on that right now. And we'll come away from that. Come back to it a little while later, I'm sure.
Give him about a quarter of a yard. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 14-7. We send Solomon to the far side. Perry at wing back our side. 7 men up on the line of scrimmage. Again, give it to Hargett. No, Postel keeps it. Pulled it in, pulled it out.
And Franklin keeps that.
Franklin keeps it as he picks up about 3 or 4 yards. As he gets down to about their 42.5-yard line, it's going to be third and about 6 from there, Bill.
One of the longer third down plays, situations that we've had tonight.
We send C.J. Moore to the far side. The Mayflower Moving Company gears up to try to get us the first down here. Perry in motion. And we give it to Tavares Williams up the middle. That's speed. As he crosses the 40, the 35, down there back to the 32-yard line. Bill, that's almost a 10-yard run by T-Money.
That's about T-Money. When he got tackled, just beating the turf right there underneath his hand. He really wants to. Tavares, when he gets the ball, he wants pay dirt.
10.5-yard run. It'll be first and 10 at the 32. Let's still Mayflower Moving Company tied into the far side. They've got 8 men on the line of scrimmage now. Again, the team money. No, Franklin keeps it.
No, that's team money again.
Who has got the football? That's all I can say is whoever has the football, we've got a first down, Bill, it looks like.
Again, number 11, Tavares Williams. Corey has, like you keep mentioning, how well he's matured as a quarterback. His ball handling skills. I said earlier in the year that Christian Glisson had a little better overall ball handling skills. But over the last couple of games, Corey has gotten better and better and better. And now, he's got you confused at least 2 plays in a row now.
First and 10 at the 22, that's okay. Bubba Brown, the tight ends and tackles coach, said he had him confused in about half the game.
That's it.
He knew where the ball was going. Tied into their side. 7-man front. This time we see it go to T-Money. As he squirts across the 20, fights his way down to about the 15, 16, right down to about the 16-yard line.
Just wearing down that defense of Coffer County.
3rd and 5, 5.5 minutes to go. Our Vikings lead it 14-7, but they're knocking on the door.
Malachi Payne was in it tight end that last play, taking his place now, Jordan Black.
Franklin takes a snap, gets it to Timmer. Ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground, and I think the Packers have recovered.
Yeah, that
I think they have.
Moving the ball in and out.
They have.
Yep.
The Packers recovered.
Corey was putting the ball in the belly of Tavares Williams. Tavares may not have taken it. May have thought Corey was keeping it. Corey may have thought he was getting it. You never know exactly, and unfortunately, we got turnover down here. That ball will be inside the 20-yard line, however.
Yep. They'll take over first and 10 on their 15-yard line. That's where we fumbled it at.
Well,
Harrison in that formation that he runs out of, takes the snap. Nope, this time gives it to the fullback, and we hit him in the backfield, and he'll lose a couple of yards. What he does, folks, is he goes in the shotgun, he puts one man almost right beside him, and then a man in front of him, and he sets him about 2 yards away from him, and they're to his right side, and he usually runs that way. This time they ran a little counterplay off of it, and he puts the tight end back to the opposite side of him. Yep, he loses 3 yards on it, so it'll be 2 yards, second and 12, the ball back at the 13. 4.5 minutes to go here in the half. We lead it 14-7. Harrison puts his receivers, goes back to the I formation, tied into our side of the field. We're in a five-man front, two linebackers. Goes under center, now backs out, looking. That's all the time. 4:18 to go. We lead it 14-7. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Live Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Bulldogs in a home built with concrete have in common?
Well, both are strong enough to withstand the toughest opponents, and a home with concrete block is built to last. It's energy efficient, absorbs unwanted noise, and unlike a wood-framed home, concrete can withstand the most severe storms. Oh, and my daughter says the exterior finish is as gorgeous as that Bulldog tied in she dated.
Woo!
Call Scruggs Concrete today at 245-3668. That's 229-245-3668.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
And we're back at Max Clark Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Wes James. We're 4:18 left in the first half. Our Vikings lead 14-7 over the Packers. Packers have the ball now, second down and 12. And it's their end of the field. All out of the field, sorry.
Let's see.
Nope, now they go back. Harrison goes under center. They're in high formation. Puts his receivers tied into our side. Five-man front for our Vikings. Two linebackers that try to get on the right side. We hit him at the line of scrimmage and push him back. And he won't gain any yardage. Doubt he loses any, but he will not gain any.
There we swarmed to the ball. Six defenders in on that tackle, Wes.
Got an update from Bazemore Hyder. The Wildcats took the kickoff, marched 70 yards, had a fourth and four, went for it, and scored. It's all tied up over there, 7-7. Now, number 15.
Look out.
That's Quinn Robinson. He scored the touchdown for him. They're going to put him back in the shotgun. They're going to split their receivers.
Third and long.
He's in that same formation where he's got the two backs to his right. There's the snap. He comes to our side. Straight it out, looking for a hole. We hit him in the backfield, and he comes down.
That's T.J. Manning. Just cut through the line and made a great tackle before number 15, Quinn Robinson, could get outside.
And it's going to be 4th and 12. And that'll send Cameron Fitzgerald back to stand about his goal line.
Greg Reed standing about the 46-yard line.
3 minutes to go here in the first half. We'll get the ball back. We're in a six-man front. There's a snap. There's the ball. We went for it. He gets it away. Greg Reed signals fair catch, and he will at the 50-yard line. That's where we'll take over with 2:46 to go here in the first half, leading 14-7.
They're going to move him just over to this side of the 50, so on the Packers side of the field.
50 yards away from extending our lead here before we go to halftime.
Corey Franklin checks in at quarterback.
We send Marcus Solomon to the far side. We've got Darius Perry's wing back on our side. Packers in a five-man front. And we give it to Jerry Postel. He gets across the 50 down to about the 45. We have two timeouts left. Now C.J. Moore brings the play in. It'll be second and 4. The ball just across their 45. Here comes that Mayflower moving, Stephanie. Jordan Black to tight end to our side. Packers stack the lines at this side. We give it to Darius Perry. He cuts outside, gets back inside. He'll get just across the 45, pick up about half a yard.
J.
Jerry saw the hole open up just a little bit there on that side, made a cut inside.
Desmond Miller checks in now, along with Blake Summers, Greg Reed, and Marcus Solomon.
Wow.
Target, Harry Franklin, and Darius Perry check out. We're going to the T-Bow. A minute 45 to go.
Unusual personnel package.
There's a snap. Reed with a snap. Cuts outside looking for a hole. He's got around the corner. He cut the first down, stricken down the sideline, still on his feet, gets back inside. And they say he stepped out of bounds at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, so he just barely gets that 1 foot on the line. The line judge right there on it. Good call.
Yep.
And they got him out at the 23-yard line.
The first and 10 from the 23-yard line. We've had success running that Tebow. We ran it earlier. D.J. Moore checks in. Tells Greg Reed, this is what we're going to do. Ball over there, hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We send two receivers to the far side. Hear that chant. Go, Vikings go. There's a snap to Reed. Cuts back inside. One man grabs him by the ankles. He'll go down at the 20. He'll pick up about 2 yards.
Clock now running with 1:19 left in the half.
But we do have two timeouts. Solomon brings the play in. That makes Lauer moving, Chutney. You can see him. Get the old pallet jacks ready. Two tight ends. There's a snap. Starts right. Stop. Throws out in the flat. Catch made. Can't see who made that catch out there, Greg, but we've got a first down down to the 10-yard line.
Looks like Jerry Postel.
That'll stop the clock. And when it gets up,
it was Jerry Postel. But that was a great pass by Greg Reed. Greg threw the ball, led Jerry just enough so that Jerry caught that ball on a hot run.
And I'm not sure who called timeout, but there's 49.9 seconds to go. We'll take a go. Keep it right here?
Yeah, we'll stay here.
Keep it right here, okay?
Under a minute left. But that was a great pass. I mean, when Greg got the ball, he looked like he was going to run, picked up, made the pass, but it was at an angle, and he led Jerry just enough so that Jerry didn't have to break stride to catch the ball.
All right, action taking place on the far side of the field.
But a great... You don't think of Greg being the quarterback type. Good running back, good defensive back, but that was a heads-up play the way he threw that ball.
If I just heard their PA announcer, it's Warner Robin, 14, Fifth County Hunting.
Wow.
And but I'm going to tell you what, this was all made possible by three great defensive stands by our defense.
Yes, really.
Keep them pinned back.
And
when they turned the ball over on the 15.
Right, when they had to make that punt, we were able to take over at the 50-yard line.
Now we go back to the Tebow, ball on the far side of the field. We show two tight ends, Blake Summer in as the blocking back. Kelly Gossie and Jerry Postel as wide receivers on the near side, our side of the field. Greg Green detects the direct snap. He does, starts left, tucks it in, looks behind blockers, gets hit, Sam tucks his way in, gets down, Mikey.
I see you, Greg Green. Greg, it almost seems like if he wants the score from inside the 10, there's nobody that can stop him. Vikings will go out with a traditional extra point attempt now.
Yep. Christian Glisson on to hold. Mark Willis to attempt the extra point.
Looking to the side for the play. They get that play from the side, whether it's a direct snap, whether to fake, or go forward with the regular kick.
Chip Osborne to attempt to make the snap. He's up over the ball. There's a snap. Ball down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 44 seconds to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 21, the Packers 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Live Football on News Talk 105.9. WBGA.
Valdosta is known as Wintersville for a reason. And the Roundside Vikings gives you two back-to-back. City Signs and Graphics is proud to sponsor the Lounge Vikings on their quest for another state championship in 2007. City Signs and Graphics is Valdosta's banner headquarters. Show your team spirit with full-color banners, magnetic signs, or custom team license plates.
TD Signs is a full-color digital print shop with the capability to print full-color banners up to 62 inches wide. TD Signs also specializes in real estate yard signs and indoor signage and posters. Anything that you can imagine, TD Signs will make it come to life in striking bold color. Stop by TD Signs and Graphics on Baytree Road in the Sugar Creek Plaza or call 333-5000. That's 333-5000. Join our winning team at TD Signs and Graphics and go Vikings.
Go Vikings!
News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
And there's Mark Willis with Chris High in there. They're in quick tails into the end zone for a touchback. And that's where the Packers will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
So under a minute, 44 seconds, 21-7.
Packers will get the football to start the second half, Bill. And we'll have the Chick-fil-A student, the student for you, and they'll also take a look at things around the state. Harrison splits his receivers, two tight ends. Tight end to our side. There he gives the ball to the fullback, and he goes right up the middle. And that may be the last play of the first half.
I know we're still 34. We'll see if the official sets the ball.
Second down. They're trying to let it get inside.
We're inside 25 now, so
yeah.
Conklin does not have to snap the ball. We'll see.
And they're not going to. 21-7, our Vikings lead it here at the end of the first half. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back and recap the first half for you. You're listening to